Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. So today is officially first day back at work. But because the people I was hoping to speak to in person, both ended up working from home. And the meeting I was gonna have in the afternoon got canceled. So I decided to work from home too. And as you know, I only landed back in London late yesterday afternoon. And even though I thought perhaps, you know, after one good night's sleep, I would be recovered from jet lag, but it's not how it happened. I felt a bit tired all day. Ended up taking a long nap in the afternoon. I was hoping to, you know, get my thoughts together and extend on the to-do list just so I have a clearer action plan and get some work done. It didn't end up being as productive as I would have hoped, which, you know, might be okay given how I did feel tired, but I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of lacking external motivation as well. There is some benefit in being in the office, but in my case, I was hoping to get a long time to think clearly, but while you are tired, you can't really. So I guess that was not a very productive recipe. But anyways, I'll head off to bed now, and tomorrow shall be a new start. I was kind of reflecting back on the whole trip again. And I have to say, I think despite, you know, my fondness of Japan, Japanese culture, food, and people, because the society as a whole is a lot more restrained, right? So when you live there as a member, you, on one hand, get to enjoy and appreciate the orderliness and convenience that comes with it. On the other hand, you also have to comply to the rules, right? Simple things like in subway, you're not supposed to be talking, you're not supposed to speak on the phone, you're not supposed to eat and do things. You know, you should keep it to yourself, be quiet. It's just one example. And the streets are impeccably clean. But the downside to it is that you end up not feeling as free. It's almost like you have to be perfect at all times. And the idea of perfection, just not a recipe for happiness. I think it's totally cool to have a spectrum, like to have a range to help people to aim for, go, but not a tiny target, right? Just give a range. Prefer that. And as long as it's within reason, it should be fine. So yeah, even though I miss Japan, but culturally, I identify with Europe a lot more. Value system, everything. And, well, I do sometimes hope European cities could be even cleaner. But, trade-offs. There's no perfect place. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.